Chapter 25. Why do some people who want to be rich fail to become rich? Robert's response.
Obviously, there are many reasons why people fail to become rich, even though they want to be rich. Some of those reasons are laziness, bad attitude, bad habits, bad influence from friends and family, lack of education, lack of focus, lack of experience, lack of determination, lack of guidance, lack of courage. But there is one reason I would like to write about, a reason rarely discussed. And that reason is the person fails to find an environment that supports him or her becoming rich. In Teach to Be Rich, I discuss the possibility that we are all born geniuses. In that package, consisting of 2 workbooks and 3 DVDs, I state that a person needs to seek the environment that is best for his or her genius to flourish. The example I use is that Tiger Woods' genius comes out on golf courses. If he were a jockey, he would not be successful. Also, Mick Jagger, who went to school to be an accountant, found his genius on stage as a Rolling Stone. My poor dad was a genius in school. My rich dad was not. My rich dad's genius came out in the environment of the street. In my particular case, I did not do well in school. For me, school was the wrong environment. Like my rich dad, the street is the environment where my genius comes out. If I had stayed in the world of academia, I would not have thrived there. The right environment is essential to developing your genius. When I was in Navy flight school, some of my fellow pilots found their genius piloting planes. One went on to become a general, and others became senior pilots for the airlines. I was an average pilot. In football, some of my friends found their genius on the field. I was average in football. When I worked for the Xerox Corporation, one of my friends found his genius in the corporate world and climbed the ladder quickly. Every gardener knows that plants need good soil, water, and the right temperatures. If all the right elements are there, the plant will flourish. The same is true with people. Each person needs certain elements to thrive. If the essential elements are not there, the person may not grow and blossom. One of the first things I realized was that I was born into a family with a financially poor environment. Now, this does not mean we were not a loving family. We were. The problem was that the environment was not conducive to becoming rich. In my family, to desire wealth was taboo. As a family, we valued education, public service, and low pay. Although it was not spoken out loud, there was an underlying belief that the rich were evil and exploited other people. There was never a discussion about investing. Investing in my family was gambling. Living below our means and saving money was the accepted way of life. In my home environment today, money is not a dirty word. Getting rich is fun, and investing is a game. Rather than living below our means, we constantly work on expanding our means, increasing our income, building assets, and serving as many people as we can. Also, we keep financially negative people out of our lives and surround ourselves with like-minded people who challenge and support us. Our friends are also a part of our environment.